what's going on.
Neil Young was right on the money when he sang, "Rock and roll will never die," and that's certainly true, as there are still a handful of veteran rockers out there. Even if these icons aren't changing the world the way they did in their youth, their timeless music still makes an everlasting impact. Even if radio doesn't touch their new stuff, guess what? I do. I play it on my Music Plus Talk podcast, exclusively on Spotify, called Veteran Rockers. Every episode tells the story of influential rock and rollers. Some of the artists that I talk about are still with us. As for the others, they may not be with us on the earth. They may be in eternity, but their music still lives on with all of us. The music of these veteran rockers is played directly off of Spotify to help move the story along. If you have Spotify Premium, you'll get to hear their songs in entirety. But if you have the free plan, you'll still hear 30-second clips of their amazing music. I'm Mike Fox, and please join me on Veteran Rockers. Only on Spotify.
Benvenuti al fantastico show We Said She Heard. Chi è l'ospite di oggi, Mike?
Ani Rich.
Oh, welcome to our show. Could you repeat the name, Mike?
Ani Rich.
Let's welcome our guest today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Fox, and welcome to He Said, She Heard. We got a feel-good interview coming up for you today, and I'm really excited to talk to this guest here, Ani Rich. She's a life coach. She's got one heck of a story to share with you, and I just can't wait to ask her about it. And what I like about her is she really has taken some difficulties she's had in life, has managed to triumph over these difficulties, found some peace and serenity, and now she likes to help other people, and that's why she came on my show. And she has her own show called Intuitively Rich Podcast, which you should check out on all major podcasting platforms. So without any further ado, I'll give you Ani Rich. How are you, Ani?
First of all, thank you, Mike, for your precious time and for your presence, and thank you for letting me be here. And I'm amazing. As I said, I'm in Ireland. It's typical Irish weather. So I have been the most productive I have ever been in Irish. So feeling amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful. So tell us about your journey and how it led you to starting a podcast. And you've even got some books out there as well. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yes. I feel like I thought my book was my baby, but then I started my podcast. And I have a toddler. Obviously, he's six. But it feels like my podcast is my second baby. Sometimes it feels like it's my first baby too. For the podcast, oh my God, nobody has ever asked me how I started it. I don't even remember how I started it. I think it was 2020. We were at the time living in Hawaii. Me, my ex-husband, and my toddler. I think he was three at the time.
Yeah.
We bought this camper van. It was an ambulance. We converted to a van. It had nothing inside. We did it by our own. And we were traveling around the island, our island of Oahu. And then COVID happened. And all the beaches got closed. And all the outside restrooms and all the gyms got closed. So we had to rent an apartment. And we decided to go to the North Shore, which is, you know, like that. When you think of Hawaii, like, and typical Hawaii, that's the North Shore. So we got the yurt, and I'm like, I want to do something. I want to be able to, because I am a better writer. I was a better writer, and I wanted to be able to speak about all of this that I'm writing. And I was like, maybe I can start a podcast. So I think that's what was the motivation behind starting the podcast, of me being better at expressing myself. But then I decided to have the guests, and then it just transformed itself, and now it's this beautiful thing where it's just part of me, and I love it so much.
Wow. And so I'm sure people have come and thanked you for certain episodes. You probably touched on something that they might have been going through in their life at
yes.
the time, and
yes.
they thought, well, this isn't so much of a problem. Now I've heard the solution, and I can put it into practice. Has that happened to you before?
Yes, it happened through the podcast, and it happened just throughout the conversations. To be honest, more often it happens through my small conversation and small talks and just asking someone else how they are, someone that I don't know. Rather than, do you know how sometimes we focus on the big things in life? And in front of us, we have these small things that matter sometimes even more. So I had gotten that feedback throughout these small conversations, or stopping to help someone, or just being present in the life. And obviously I had to feel like messages that after like few episodes. But for me, I don't know, I just remember, maybe because this happened in person, so I remember it more vividly. Because when you are getting a message or an email, you don't see people behind them. So I love, always prefer when it happens like in real life, the feedback. It's just always so memorable and almost touches your soul.
It does, especially in this world that we're living in. You know, we're living in what we used to perceive as the future, and now we're living in it, in this technological world. So to be able to kind of overcome those barriers is a beautiful thing, and to use technology in a very positive way is absolutely beautiful, because we can easily use it to isolate and to disconnect.
Exactly.
But you're saying no, we can reconnect to our true, you know, inner self, our true spiritual
yeah.
self, because it's so easy
exactly.
to get off track. So easy.
You said it right, to use the technology, because if technology almost takes control over us and we lose the control, that's when we get disconnected. But if we are using the technology, and if we are setting the boundaries, and we are almost like having a balance with everything, and also you have to have it with technology for it not to consume you and you not to become a consumer of that. So that was a very exact way to put it, as you said, like use the technology.
Yes, that's great. And I'm sure it also for you, since you said you have a six-year-old, this probably, you know, helps you to, you know, utilize what you talk about. And when you probably come out of the show after an episode, after recording, it's just like you feel like, okay, now I can devote my attention to spending time with my child here and to not feel that overwhelming feeling of what's the word? Stress. And look, because life can be so mundane sometimes, you know, when we're getting so into our routines. Sometimes we forget to laugh, we forget to play, and we get too serious. So it's amazing that, you know, you're able to do that for other people and for yourself too.
For myself, the first.
Yes.
At first, when I started it, I was like, how can I ask smart questions? But I'm a really quick learner. Because if I'm doing something that I like, I'm not saying about everything, if I want to learn, and if I'm mm-hmm. doing something I want to improve, I improve quickly, because I'm constantly searching for something I can improve in anything. Even if I'm washing dishes,
yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, how can I wash this more efficiently and faster? And I just organize it. Like, that's just how my brain works.
Yes.
So then at first I was like, how can I ask smart questions? But then I was, you know what, like, it doesn't feel good here. And then I was like, how I almost like thought about it, and I almost like looked at myself like from outside of myself almost. I was like, I'm a very curious person. Let's ask the questions I am curious about, not what I think my audience wants to hear.
Yes.
Not that I don't care about the audience, but even if you know all the stats, even if you got like messages, you don't know them fully.
No.
Like you have an idea of who they are.
Yes.
But only thing I could use as a measure is my curiosity. And then I started to ask the question that I genuinely was curious. If I was like, how can I improve my relationship with my son, and I had a parenting expert or child psychologist, I would ask those questions. I would almost be vulnerable and talk about, not me saying like, oh, I have this problem, but asking questions because of I had certain challenges. And the feedback that I got from the guests just was completely different. It was amazing. The shift just happened in one episode. I was like, this feels good. Not because of the feedback. Even when I finished the conversation, in my heart and in my chest, I had this peaceful feeling. So it's just for me. I joke like I get free coaching all the time through this episode. So first and foremost, it's just improving my own life.
Yeah. And improving your own life, it's like you're helping people improve their own lives too.
That's how you can. At first, on my spiritual journey, and I'm using quotation marks because
yeah.
It just got different meaning. And I call spiritual journey, it's when I became aware of my own thoughts and my own behavior. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that I can change it and I can create the life that I want through them. That's what I call my spiritual journey. And when I started understanding my childhood traumas and almost not to let this subconscious programming run my life, and I was like, okay, why do I get anxious when someone says this? And why do I do this? And almost like examining my life.
Okay, when you started to write a blog, it helped you kind of reconnect with your passion for writing. Tell us all about that.
So, to give you a little bit of context, long story short, I gave birth. I gained 58 pounds. I'm like crying for 6 months because I'm 20 years old. And in my mind, I'm not sexy anymore. And that's why I was crying, because my body has changed. And I'm like, I need to look in the mirror and not hate myself. Mm-hmm. So I started doing Yoga Sculpt in Core Power Yoga Studio. This is just like basically a workout, but with yoga elements.
Okay.
And then throughout the journey, as I saw like amazing results in 3 months because of my dedication. And then there was other classes, and I was like, let's explore other classes. And I tried power yoga. And you know how one thing led to another, and I did Yoga Sculpt teacher training, and then I did 200-hour power yoga teacher training. And through the assignments, we had to write the assignments. I was like, oh my God, I'm really enjoying like writing about spirituality and about all these topics, because we had to read the book and write about yoga and spirituality and inner journey. And I had the idea, like, you know what, I'm gonna start a blog. And at first I didn't use my name or last name. Mm-hmm. I think it was just named like the Y blog or something.
Okay.
But I started in like 2018, and I have never stopped since. And that's how I just, and for me, writing is, you know how some people run and they say they clear their mind?
Yeah.
I work out almost every single day, because I learned sometimes I have to give my body a rest and break.
Yes.
So almost every single day. And it doesn't work that way for me. It energizes me, but doesn't clear my mind. Even meditation, it helps me to connect to my true self and brings me peace, but doesn't clear my mind. But writing for me, it's just having this blank sheet or whatever it is, like document. And then as I'm writing, I can make sense of life. And I almost understand life a tiny bit better. And things make sense, and I can create the life that I want. I understand what I want. I understand other people better. And I just get inspired to live my life in a better way. That's what writing does for me.
Very eloquently put, the way you described that journey before you started the blog, and also talking about the reason for writing the blog. Because you said that these other things like exercise, they do help you, but not as far as clearing your head. The writing is what helps you. And for me, that's something that I used to do. I'm being brutally honest here. Because I used to read this spiritual book. It was called The Artist's Way. They recommend starting what they called the morning pages, where you just, when you wake up, that's one of the first things you do. Just get out a pen and a notebook and just write freehand whatever's in your thought. Whatever is in your mind, whatever thoughts are in your mind, indiscriminately write it down. Don't judge the thoughts, just put them down. Otherwise, it's a way to write without trying to impress anybody or try to, because I'm a creative writer, so, but in this exercise, I'm supposed to just write what's in my mind, whatever it is. And that's something I feel I need to get back to, because I felt that back then that helped me clear my mind. The purpose is to uncover artist block, writer's block. But I felt by doing that exercise, it helped me to get connected with my inner self. So that's something that I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm thinking that's something that I feel like I need to do for that purpose, to clear my mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You feel so peaceful after you've like finished those last sentences. And it's like you have space inside.
Yes.
To let new things in, almost. Like you declutter yourself, literally.
Yes. Yeah, because the mind gets so filled with bullcrap sometimes. And thoughts that were like, wait a minute, what's this doing here? But there's a reason it's here. So the idea is, okay, let me just not judge this thought, okay? Let's just get it on paper. You know, there might be a reason, and that could be something, okay, I could talk with a personal friend, get it out there. But just doing it just gives me that release and relief and helps me to, you know, get on with my day and not let that thought, whatever is troubling me, to kind of get in the way of me doing what I need to do and being the best me that I could be.
Mm. I loved how you said release.
Yes,
it helps you to release. Yeah, yes, you release it.
We live in a society, globally, people are walking around with these thoughts in their head. They're not getting them out. They're just in their head. So I'm just thinking that that's something that could benefit a lot of people because it's an organic process that helps us to just declutter our minds, clear
exactly.
our minds. Yeah.
Let things go to have new space for new things in life. I declutter all the time my environment, my apartment. And
yes.
I try to have multi-purposeful things. And I try not to have things that doesn't belong. Or if I'm not using it for a month, it has to go. Even if I like it, it has to go. So that's how it, I always say, this is my mantra. By letting go of these old things, I welcome new, better, more luxurious things. And it's the same with your thoughts. If you don't have space in your apartment for new things or new clothes, you cannot fit anything. So that's how it is for your mind too.
Yeah. Wow. That's so eloquently put. Just couldn't agree more. I like on your website when you say, by healing my own soul, I encourage my surroundings to heal theirs. By becoming the best version of yourself, you are going to encourage your own surroundings to do and be the same. By healing one human, we create a ripple effect of healing. I really
exactly.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. At first, I thought that all this new information that I gained through yoga, through podcasts, through reading, I was just reading and listening to the podcast because I was a stay-at-home mother. So that's all I was doing. And I was fascinated by the books and the podcasts. And at first, I thought, oh my God, I have all this knowledge. I can help other people. I can just change the world. And I would. Was just sharing and giving people advices. If they would complain, I would be like, you know what, like if you look at this, and like in a very short period, because as I said, I learned quickly, I was like, you know what, this is not helping anyone. And throughout my journey, I realized people don't complain because they want solutions. People don't tell you the story because you want to fix them. They all have the solutions within themselves, and if they wanted to, they would have done that. If they could, they would have done that. So then I was like, okay, I'm focused on other people. How can I change my life then? And what I realized is, as I was happier and I was just more satisfied, overall satisfied with my life, other people just enjoyed being in my presence. And they would say, like, by looking at you, I just feel like energized, or I love spending time with you. And then it just hit me, oh my God, you don't change anyone's life. You can only improve your life, and other people just get inspired by it. I remember I was doing some sit-down videos, and my friend got inspired by that, and she started to do her own thing in a different way, which got way more successful than my videos. But the point is, like, she got inspired by me trying to do something for myself, not for anyone else. So that's why I think, like, you have to... I'm not saying, like, if you see someone needing a help, don't go and help them, obviously, but you don't have to give others advice. People, majority of the time, they need active listening and full presence.
Yes.
If they ask you what to do, instead of telling them what to do, ask them questions because they have the answers, and just improve your own life. And when you are happy and when you are radiating and having this energy, other people just benefit out of it, and they get inspired, and they're like, I want what she has.
Yes.
She seems so happy or satisfied or whatever it is. And no one's life is perfect. I'm not saying that my life is perfect. It just, overall, I'm pretty satisfied with my life. And they're like, I want that. And then they ask questions. And then if you say like, oh, I just do yoga or I do this, they're like, let me try yoga. And that's how you inspire others.
Yes, because they see that you're at peace, you're happy. You're probably laughing a lot, and they probably say, oh, okay. Yes, I want what she has.
That's what we want. We see the results. And I also try to never bring my problems to anyone. Like, even if I'm going through the most challenging thing in my life, you cannot tell that. Not because I'm trying to be perfect. I'm choosing to leave that at home and show up as my best self, and then just call my mom and complain about it. But that's my mother, and she's my mom, and like my mom and dad is just like my sanctuary almost, or like my safe space.
Yes.
But anyone else, is it my child or friends or people that I meet, I just try to show up as my best self, because there's enough negativity and enough problems outside of this world, and there's never a problem in the present moment. So if you just try to stay present and be in the moment, all the future just takes care of itself.
Wow. I wish there could be more people like you in this world, really, especially with how crazy this world is.
Don't make me blush.
And I really mean it, because it's just so nice. You're young, and you're able to understand this. There's people that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and they haven't even begun to really grasp any of the things that you've really basically dived in, you know, deeply to. Other people are afraid to even scratch the surface. They won't even hydroplane through that stuff. They don't even go there, but you go all the way, and then you inspire people. And like you said, it's like sometimes initially you're like, I want to just share this with the whole world. This is great. But there are people that they don't want it. That, you know, they don't want that inner peace. They don't want to have to go through that journey. But that's okay, because by surrounding ourselves by people that want it, it inspires others. Because then they say, I want what they have. Because then it becomes a community of people that are at peace.
They believe it's possible.
Exactly.
Because they have never experienced inner peace, and it's like, what are they talking about? If you don't experience this, you don't believe it. But if you see someone having an amazing relationship, it's like, oh, maybe, just maybe it's possible.
Yes.
Or any other things.
Initially they might be kind of envious and jealous, but if they actually maybe just put the ego aside and just start to listen with the heart, and like you said, be present, be in the moment, then they're able to listen to themselves. Because like you said, the solutions are within them. We might help them understand it, but it's by helping ourselves that we can help others.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, so I like how you'd say, let's create a ripple effect of healing together. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. Yes. So, it's great that on your podcast you bring on guests and they've had similar journeys. Some of them had some very difficult tragedies and they overcame a lot of that turmoil by doing a lot of similar things that you do. And I just love the title, Intuitively Rich. You know, you're giving a whole new meaning to that word. It's great, because it's not about material stuff, right? It's about being at peace.
And intuition is a big thing for me, because the reason I named it Intuitively Rich, as I was saying, everyone has answers within. And I realized that if all the researchers tell me not to eat the egg because it's bad, I'm like, but when I eat it, it's good for me.
Yes.
And then some researchers say this and that, and this philosopher says this. And I was like, what is the truth here? Because I was reading too much, and sometimes like all this knowledge can overwhelm you.
Of course.
And I was like, what's the truth here? And throughout the journey, and it's a process, I realized, you know what? The truth is what's good for me. And if I eat the egg and I feel amazing afterwards, because how things make us feel afterwards is the indication if it's working or no. Mm-hmm. It's not like if you are enjoying the taste or before how you feel about the eggs. And this is just an example. It can be about people. Sometimes I spend time with people and next morning I wake up anxious and I'm like, this person is not for me. But I also try to examine also, like, was there anything that I did? Or did they trigger something that I have not healed? But if I meet them like second or third time and I feel the same way, I'm like, not that they are bad. It's just not everyone is compatible as a friend in a relationship. No. I have been in a relationship when I am the most peaceful, amazing human being. And I have been in a relationship when I'm like craziest person ever. It's still me. It's just I have chosen a wrong person.
Yes.
Amazing person, wrong for me. So it's not also only to be with people who don't challenge you. I'm not saying that. Yes. But you have to be with people who you feel at peace with. Peace is the measure. With my friends, I feel at peace. And if I meet someone and I don't feel at peace, I don't blame them. I'm like, this is just not working.
Yes.
So it's just important to prioritize how you feel and listen to your intuition, which always guides you. So that's why it's intuitively rich, because through listening to all these people, I want to simplify all this just challenging top, not challenging topics, big topics, and almost inspire them to listen to their own intuition, because that's their map. That is their map. I know it's a silly example, but yesterday I went to a movie. I was not on the mood, because obviously I didn't sleep well. So I was like, okay, of course I would have felt this way. But in my meditation, I was like, what would make me feel good? And I remembered in the movie, which is really close, there is like this Puss in the Boots go, the cartoon.
Yeah.
And in the cartoon, it was the most phenomenal example. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, does everyone realize how amazing this cartoon is? Because there is this map to this like treasure, like the star or something, that grants wish to everyone.
Yeah.
And like there's this two cat and one dog. This dog is like the positive, most positive like character I have ever seen. And when they touch the map, different road comes up. And one cat touches the road and it's like the challenging and the like fire comes up. Another, it's like something even worse. But when this dog touches it, it's all rainbows and flowers. And I was like, oh my God, I realized that we achieve the same goal in life, but because of our understanding and who we are, our road can be much easier than someone else's road, just because of how you look at life and how present you are and how you just enjoy it. And I was like, I was almost in tears, and I wanted to like share it with everyone, because I was like, you know, like when you think about things in a different way, you catch it everywhere, even if it's a cartoon. And it was a big aha moment and reminder for me. My road can be easy and simple if I choose it to be.
Yes.
So I don't know, people can watch it. It's not like any spiritual cartoon or something. It just like, for me, this moment was very spiritual. So just choose the people who make you peaceful, make your life simpler. We are not here to just struggle and cry and scream and be angry. Just try to use the easiest way whenever it's possible. Don't always choose the hardest way.
Wow. I really like that. I like the Puss in Boots example and how you had it sounds like you had like an experience out of watching that was very positive. And not everybody watching that maybe had that same experience, but you did. And I also liked how you were talking about how, you know, there's different people, and it's not to say that these people are bad people. They just might not be right for you. And it also relates to, I think, your first episode of your podcast. You were talking about when choosing a yoga class. You know, you say that it's not that these are bad yoga classes. They just may not have been right for you and what you were trying to get out of the class.
You listened to the first episode?
I sure did.
I avoid that. I avoid going back there and listening to the first episode.
I used to be that way. Listen, I used to be that way. with my show, and now I embrace the fact, okay, if that's where people are going, then, you know, okay, that's okay. But yeah, because I know you probably think, oh, I've come a long way since then, and you
have. No, it's just like, first of all, I don't like hearing my own voice, and it's just me talking, and also I have come a long way, both at the same time.
Yes, but in, like, your life, you think of where you were then, maybe, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
What was your question?
Oh, you were thinking maybe about back to 2020, where you were at that moment, and where you are now, and you think, oh my God, I've come a long way. I don't want to go back there. Is that what it is like in the mind?
Almost, and also I have become better at expressing what I'm actually thinking.
I see.
And because English is not my first language, and you know, sometimes when people joke I'm smarter in my own language, that's always the case. And I just wanted to be able to express how I'm feeling on English as well as I was able to express on Georgian.
Well, I think you've done you're doing a great job, because, you know, I'm able to understand you, and also I'm able to really get something out of there, and I'm able to apply it to my life, because, okay, yoga class is one example, and people, that's such a broad topic, you know. So the whole concept, the reason I brought that up is because you're talking about, okay, some people may not be right for me. Some yoga classes may not be right for me. So there's a whole array of different things in my life that I could kind of relate that to. Mm-hmm. You know, to think, okay, this might not be right for me. It's not saying it's a bad thing. It's just saying it could not be right for me. So that example is very applicable to so many things in our life, because we always have a choice every day. And it's never a bad choice. It's just sometimes it might be like, okay, it's like trial and error. We try something out, and then we realize, okay, I don't think I'm going to get very far with my goals by taking this path, if that makes sense.
It makes complete sense.
Yeah.
It just, you have to try things. If I have not tried yoga, I would have started my blog or book or podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to try things. And also, when you try things and they don't work, don't spend time blaming this thing or person. It just takes the inspiration out of you. Rather than just shift the focus, okay, this is not for me. What is for me?
What is?
You're just now, because when you put the blame on the other person or think, as we were talking about the space, you don't have the space inside anymore to think about what is for you and to create. Creation is space within and some energy within. So if you are spending that energy on something that is depleting you, which is negative talk or negative thoughts, you cannot be energized. And then by this energy, you cannot create anything. You are just stuck at the same place, if it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, because, you know, for me, being a creative writer, it's just by getting those thoughts that might plague me, those inner voices that all of us have that tell us the opposite of what we're striving for, the positivity, those thoughts get in the way of me being the best me that I can be, and me creating work that is, you know, from the heart, and not from up here, not from the ego, but from, you know, the inner self. Because that's why when I look at amazing works of other artists, I always think this, is that they were spiritually connected to themselves or to whatever spiritual being they believe in at that moment when they created that masterpiece. I think about that when I look at the music of, like, Queen. I'm thinking when Freddie Mercury wrote that song, he was in the moment. He was connected with himself. So I just think about that with other great artists, other great painters, other great authors. They were connected with themselves at that moment that they created that, and it came from somewhere. So that's where I believe, like, a lot of the greatest works, I feel that they come from some type of God or higher power, because those people are connected with their spiritual self at that moment.
Oh, such an amazing way to put it. I never thought about that. You are, like, almost channeling, like, something greater, that, like, you are just tapping into this reservoir of, I don't know, unlimited energy, and through that you're almost like creating it. I love that.
Oh, well, that's, thank you. I mean, that's just how I've kind of learned to look at it over the years, is because I try not to take credit for things. I try to say what a mentor told me one time when I was thanking him for going out of his way to sit down with me at a Starbucks and just to get me to open up about my struggles. And his response to me was, Michael, I'm just an instrument. And that's kind of how I look at it. And I feel like, okay, what's the best thing I can do going forward? And I could say, well, I can pass that on to somebody else that might be down and out and not seeing that they are a beautiful person inside and out.
Yeah, that's inspiring. I love that you have to just show people through the words, like, they are beautiful, they are amazing.
Yes, everybody.
They are. We are amazing.
Yes,
all of
we
us.
Are.
All of us listeners.
Yes, yes, thank you. Let's create this ripple effect together, people. So please check out Intuitively Rich. It's on all major podcasting platforms, right?
It is.
Okay, that's good because, yeah, that makes it...
Easier for people.
For people to hear you and to hear themselves.
Yes. I love that. See, we had so many, like, ideas.
You can steal that if you want.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. I just took it from the ear or whatever. Yeah.
No, I would be like, Mike told me. I don't take credits too. And one of my guests told me how our brain will actually look different after every conversation. So even now, throughout all these beautiful realizations and inspiring each other, our brains on the scan will actually look different. And it's so beautiful.
There it is. There it is. Wow. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and with the listeners, your listeners, my listeners. So this way we can help grow a community. This is a beautiful thing. So you're inspiring me to do some, giving me some ideas. I'm sure after this, I'm thinking beyond just like podcasting, just, you know, I just... feel like I want to make a difference in the world now. So you've really inspired me, just being here with me today. I appreciate your presence and your positive energy. The world needs more of it.
And thank you for choosing to share that.
Yes, absolutely.
With me, because it means a lot. And thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for letting me be part of your show.
Of course. Our guest today has been Ani Rich. Podcast is called Intuitively Rich.
Thank you.
On the next episode, we give you a classic style skit episode called The Freudian Couple. There's a very long backstory to this. 20 years ago, I was just drawing this comic book just for fun because I always thought Freud's theories were very outdated and very funny at the same time. But in 2004 and 2005, I was in a sketch comedy group with Abraham Johnson and Blake Grobe called Uncle Jim's Comedy 6. Our skits were very cerebral, and I had showed the Freudian couple to Abraham, and he said, Mike, we need to make this into a full-length skit. So Abraham helped me derive a skit from my comic book and did some rewrites. And the Freudian couple debuted during one of our performances, along with several other cerebral skits, at a little black box theater in Washington, D.C. Well, 18 years later, we're putting the band back together right here on the next episode of He Said, She Heard. Abraham Johnson and Blake Grobe will be here on the next episode. This is the second episode Abraham Johnson was on. He was also on the Armor Winkle episode in 2020. Blake will play Freud. Catabell will play Ingrid instead of me. There will be an additional scene with Ron Speakman's KP character. And Mattia Signoroli will have a song for you. Thanks again to my guest today, Ani Rich of the Intuitively Rich podcast. We conclude this episode with a song from a band I had the privilege of interviewing back in 2022. Here's 40 Degree Heat with Route 17.